Nou, ek wil sê, die kerk lyk prachtig, die kerk lyk mooi, baie dankie aan Santa en Salmein, hulle het baie tyd spandeer om hier die dag vir julle in te kleer. Ach, kom ons eer die Here vir hulle lewe, prys sy lieflike naam. My vrou, jy kan kom asseblief. Dis 'n wonderlike voorreg vir oggend om julle voor te stel aan my kosbare vrou, vir die van die wat daar nie ken nie, haar naam is Santa, dis my vrou wat die Here vir my gegee het, en omrede dit Moedersdag is, het ons dit goed gedink om haar te vra om vanmorgen die woord te bedien. Jy sê, kan sy bedien? Wow, weet jy wat, sy het nou al 'n paar keer bedien in stadions wat uitgepak is met duisende mense, 2 keer bedien in Zimbabwe waar die stadions uitgepak was, daar duisende mense, en ek dink sy sien kans vir julle. Amen, ach kom het ons dan net welkom laat voel, prys die Here. Baie dankie.
We must learn how to forgive. This is what God wants us to be, women of virtue. God didn't call us to be successful, but He called us to be faithful. He didn't call us to feed 100 people at the same time, but we must feed one person at a time. We are not needed for everybody, but for someone we need it. Listen to this. God says in His word, He said, if you want to change the world, love your family. And we are a family. We have to love one another unconditionally. Listen to this. He says, peace begin with a smile. That is a virtuous woman. Let's go deep. A woman of virtue beyond measure. A woman is made of God's image. That woman is one in a million. That woman is a treasure of dreams. That woman is a heart of the home. An exceptional woman. Say, that is me. Come on, woman, that is me. You have to declare, because God has favored you to be this woman. Say, that is me. I want to go what God wants me to do. I want to go higher, deeper, and wider for His glory. That is me. Say, that is me. Because we radiate God's love. You see, if we want to be an extraordinary woman after God's heart, we have to follow His obedience and every commandment in His word. Not what the world is, but His word. You see, if we love one another, like the word says, we are His loveliest masterpiece of God's own heart. You see, true value can never be measured. You are one in a million. Say, I'm one in a million. Handmade by God. You are handpicked by God for a time like this. Do not underestimate your authority in Christ. You are capable of so much when you tap into God's abilities. Because that is the power of authority. If we love one another unconditionally, you are worth. It's not about people's opinion that matters, but it's about God's opinion that matters about you. Because He's got a divine purpose and plan for your life. Not the person, but He's got the purpose for your life. Say, amen, that is me. You are worth. Your worth is found in not about opinions, but what is God's opinion about you. You see, you can find a virtuous woman, but her price is far more than rubies. Find that in Proverbs 31:10. And this is beautiful. Striving to be a Proverbs 31 woman in order to attract a man of Ephesians 5. So that we can create a 1 Corinthians love. You see, your beauty is not from the outside, but it's within. I say it's from within. You see, and this is why a Proverbs 31 woman does not have time for foolish and unvalued conversations and pointless talk When she speaks out with wisdom, with compassion, with gentleness, with love, because she knows the reason why she's here is because God created her to be a woman of wisdom. You see, when she prays daily. She builds up her family. She speaks with wisdom. She reads the word daily. This is so beautiful. She displays God's contract and his conduct daily. She is a doer of God's work. She has a health because she fears God so much. We have to fear God with all of our hearts. You see, and this is why she's gentle, but a quiet spirit. She's obedient to what God tells her to do and not to do. She listens without interrupting. She speaks without accusing. She gives without sparing. She prays without ceasing. Answers without arguing. Spare with no pretending. Enjoy without complaining. Trust without wavering. Forgive without punishment. Promise without forgetting. Honor that will never fail. You see, God has called us not to fit in, but to stand out. And if you stand out, you radiate the glory of God. You see, a virtuous woman of God, may the Lord Jesus Christ bless and anoint you. He has anointed women that has gone before us. With the patience of Sarah, we've learned through trials and testing to submit to God's plan and his authority. Be blessed with the balance of Martha's heart, a servant heart. A heart that's genuine with love, with worship that's shown daily. This is the woman that was before us. With joy, just as Mary, the mother of Jesus, joyfully we receive God's word, as well as her high quality to be the mother of the Savior. Be blessed with the sincere faith of a grandmother Louis and a mother Eunice, who willingly raised a young child Timothy with the word of God. They knew the importance to prepare for our next generation. Be blessed, child of God, and know that the Lord sees your beautiful rose. May you glow and grow into the knowledge of his wisdom. Gracefully blossom in his words, because that's the character of a Proverbs 31 woman. Jesus gave his life for you. Walk in righteousness and his unfailing love for our eternal Father. The measure of love is to love without measure. And today, on this beautiful Mother's Day, I want to highlight an awesome character of an extraordinary woman of the Bible, that we can know that she can encourage us to do that same example. Be an Esther, bold and courageous, enough to stand for the truth, the voice of her opinion, and fight for good for all of her around her. She was fighting for her nation. We too have to stand together. If God has put you in a position, it is for his purpose. You see, submission, sanctification, purification, beautification, holiness, and obedience is what we need. Listen to this. Never be afraid to hear an inner voice. If God speaks, act. Be a Ruth, loyal in all your relationships. Walk that extra mile. Say, walk that extra mile. Never quit. Say, never quit. When things get rough, be on your knees. Be a Lydia. Open your house. Open your arms to receive somebody in need. Be generous. Have a big enough heart for someone that needs help. There can be no loving without giving. You see, joy is the greatest when we share. Be a Hannah. Never cease to pray. It will never be in vain. It is not the amount of prayer you pray, but it's the faith you put into your prayer that counts. Be a Dorcas. Use your talents. However it's small or big, use them for the glory of God. To bring a smile on someone's face. Never be. There's never time to say, I cannot. Be the one that say, yes, I can. Be an Abigail. Remember how each decision can turn your life around for good or bad. Be wise. Be an Elizabeth. Never doubt what God can do. Miracle still happens. Your miracle is a moment away. Be a Mary Magdalena. Never let your mistakes or judgments or other people stop you from experiencing the true love of Jesus. Be a Rebecca. Never forget the true beauty that lies within. Draw your man close to God through your character of love. Be a Sarah. Age does not matter. Trust and believe all things is possible. Be a Mary, humble and submissive. Do not have the ability to say no, but say, yes, Lord, here I am. I want to hear the echo of the Holy Spirit in my ear. She obeyed, and obedience is the proof of your faith. A woman, this is what's so beautiful. I want to take Mary today. Mary as our example. Mary, a woman of greatness. She was a woman of destiny. She was a woman of standard. She was a woman of vision. She was a woman of excellence. She was a woman that had an extraordinary life. She was a woman with compassion. She was a woman with purpose. She was a woman with praise. She was a woman with integrity. She was a woman of faithfulness. She was a woman with perseverance. She was a woman that prevailed in hard times. She was a woman of success. She was a woman of influence. She was a woman of character. She was a woman of faith. A woman who loved her beloved. Mary, did you know? Did you know your baby boy Jesus has walked on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy Jesus will perform mighty miracle signs and wonders? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will turn water into wine? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will feed the multitude with 5 loaves and 2 fish? Mary, did you know your baby boy will cause the fig tree to wither? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will calm the sea? Calm every storm in your life. Mary, did you know that your baby boy Jesus will heal the sick and give sight to the blind? Mary, did you know your baby boy will heal the blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the deaf and the dumb? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the cripple with a woman that had a problem with her spine? Mary, did you know your baby boy will heal the lame man at the pool of Bethsaida? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the paralytic man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the man with a withered hand? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the man that was born blind? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the man at Bethsaida? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the leper? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the man with dropsy on Sabbath? But Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the woman with the issue of blood? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal Peter, his mother-in-law? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the centurion's servant? Oh, Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal an official's son? Listen, did you know, Mary, did you know that your baby boy, Jesus, will heal? Whatever you ask in his name, he will do it. You have to believe it. Mary, did you know that your baby boy Jesus will cast out demons and heal many? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will heal the boy with a demon? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will deliver a demon-possessed man? But Mary, did you know your baby boy Jesus will deliver everyone that has a demon, and it will cast into the herd of pigs. Listen to this. Mary, did you know he will raise the dead to life? Mary, did you know your baby boy will raise a widow from death? Listen to this. Mary, did you know your baby boy will raise Lazarus? Mary, did you know? Mary, did you know? Your baby boy, Jesus, is our Savior. Mary, did you know? Your baby boy will raise the widow's son in Nain. When you kiss that little baby, you kiss the face of God. Mary, did you know? The blind will see. The deaf will hear. Listen to this. The dead will live again. The lamb will leap. The dumb will speak the praises of the lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy Jesus is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would rule the nations? Mary, did you know that your baby boy Jesus in heaven's perfect lamb. I say the perfect lamb. The child that you're holding is the great and mighty I am. That's why on this beautiful Mother's Day, we have to declare, we have to decree, and we have to agree, I will live victoriously. I'm created in the image of God. The great and mighty I am. I have the DNA of a winner. I'm wearing the crown of favor. Royal blood flows through me, through my veins. I'm the head, never the tail, above and never beneath. And I will live with purpose, passion and praise, because Mary, did you know your baby boy Jesus? We carry the same DNA. You are a winner. Whatever God asks you to do, you can do it. You can do it. And today I want to say, Yahweh will fulfill his promises to you. I'm alive, I'm blessed, I'm safe, I'm greatly blessed, highly favored and deeply loved by the great and mighty I am. Happy Mother's Day.
Prys die Here. Wonderlik is dit om te weet dat die Here 'n goddelike plan en 'n goddelike doel met elkeen van u het. Of jy vanmôre 'n vrou is, 'n moeder is of was, en of jy nou vanmôre hier is as 'n bewys, 'n lewende bewys dat jy voortgebring is vanuit die skoot van 'n kosbare moeder. Miskien is jy nie vanmôre bevoorreg om jou moeder nog saam met jou te hê nie. Miskien is jy wel bevoorreg. Daarom in hierdie oggenduur bring ons hulde aan al ons kosbare moeders. In hierdie oggenduur wil ons sê, of jy nou 'n moeder is of was of in die toekoms gaan wees, mag die vrede en die vreugde van die Here jou hart en lewe vervul. Mag die Here aan jou skenk jou hartse begeerte en die verlangste van jou siel. Mag die Here jou horisonne verbrei en mag die Here jou wonderlike drome vir jou inkleer vir wie jy is en vir wat jy gaan wees in sy wonderlike naam en deur sy goddelike plan en doel vir jou lewe. Daarom in hierdie oggenduur weet ons het groot waardering vir elkeen van u. Mag die Here vir u baie, baie ryklik seën. Mag ek dan net sê, dankie liefie, my liefie, vir hierdie woord. Mag die Here jou baie ryklik seën.